suspension of the Biden program, details of precautionary measures and possible sanctions against fraudsters. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has provided new details on the decision to suspend the humanitarian parole program. In-depth examinations will be launched to detect possible cases of fraud and national security issues. Sanctions and legal action will be taken against violators and supporters who submitted applications knowing that they did not meet immigration requirements. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has provided new details on the decision to suspend the humanitarian parole program due to concerns about fraud. The decision was made pending a thorough review to assess potential fraud in applications on the USCIS website. The humanitarian parole program, commonly known as the Biden program, is a key initiative that allows 360,000 people from Haiti, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba to enter the U.S. each year to work or seek asylum. The decision, announced on August 2, 2024, is a precautionary measure to combat potential fraud and ensure the integrity of the program, according to a DHS spokesperson. DHS has review mechanisms in place to detect and prevent fraud and abuse in our immigration procedures, said a DHS spokesperson. Disciplinary action or legal action could be taken against fraudsters, the spokesperson said. DHS takes any abuse of its procedures very seriously. When a case of fraud is identified, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, will investigate and litigate applicable cases in immigration court and make criminal referrals to the Department of Justice, warned the spokesperson. With this decision, the U.S. government also intends to preserve national security by preventing notorious criminals from entering the U.S. under the parole program, according to a DHS spokeswoman, who clarified, however, that no cases that could hinder national security have been identified yet. Nevertheless, the DHS remains vigilant in protecting national security and public safety. If individuals who enter the country under the CHNV program subsequently turn out to be associated with information indicating potential national security or public safety issues, DHS and its federal partners will investigate and take appropriate action. This includes detaining, deporting, or removing individuals for further review, investigation, and prosecution, as appropriate, DHS warned in a statement to CTN. According to DHS, beneficiaries of the humanitarian parole program, known as CHNV, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, beneficiaries, undergo extensive screening and verification prior to their arrival in the United States. This multi-layered process is designed to ensure that only those who pose no threat to national security or public safety are admitted. The temporary suspension specifically affects the issuance of new advanced travel authorization documents for new beneficiaries. DHS emphasized that the review process will be conducted expeditiously and that processing of applications will resume as soon as possible with enhanced safeguards, without giving details of the likely date of resumption of application processing and issuance of travel documents for already confirmed beneficiaries. In a statement to Caribbean Television Network, CTN, the DHS insisted that the Department of Homeland Security has not yet identified any problems related to the review and screening of beneficiaries. The multi-level screening of advanced travel authorizations is separate from the screening of U.S.-based supporters, added the spokeswoman, who also emphasized the role of supporters in the parole program. U.S.-based supporters play a crucial role in the CHNV program. To be considered a supporter, an individual or entity must meet strict conditions, including being a U.S. citizen, U.S. national or lawful permanent resident, or holding a legal status such as temporary protected status or asylum. In addition, supporters must undergo security and background checks, and demonstrate that they have sufficient financial resources to support the people they sponsor. Possibility of legal action against false supporters and those who fail to meet the conditions. Applicants who have not fulfilled the necessary conditions but have still submitted applications may be referred to customs authorities, according to the DHS. A supporter begins the CHNV application process by submitting proof of financial solvency to USCIS, explained the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, spokeswoman, who warned supporters who lack financial means, fail background checks, or present other problems, including fraud, are rejected and, if appropriate, referred to Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) authorities. Despite the decision to suspend the issuance of travel authorization documents, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services (USCIS) has taken no action to prevent the submission of new applications. Until this weekend, the I-134F form was still available on the USCIS website. However, several approved beneficiaries who receive travel documents have had their authorization revoked by USCIS, CTN has learned. The humanitarian parole program was launched in 2023 for Haiti, Nicaragua, and Cuba, and in 2022 for Venezuela. It is an essential part of the Biden administration's efforts to manage migration and reduce illegal border crossings. By encouraging migrants from these countries to find U.S.-based sponsors and undergo background checks, the program enables them to travel directly to U.S. airports, bypassing the often dangerous southern border. This initiative has significantly reduced illegal entries, particularly from Haiti, Nicaragua, and Cuba. By June 2024, more than 360,000 people, mostly Haitians, will have been admitted under this program, according to data provided by the U.S. government. The temporary suspension of the program is already causing concern among some beneficiaries, who have been waiting a very long time for a decision from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. In the United States, Republicans and right-wing media are already seeking to use the DHS decision for electoral purposes. They speak of massive fraud and potentially dangerous criminals having been admitted under the program. These allegations are refuted by the DHS, which maintains that no cases of beneficiaries who could represent a problem for national security have yet been identified. The temporary suspension of the humanitarian parole program underscores the Biden administration's desire to preserve the integrity of immigration procedures while addressing potential fraud issues. Through rigorous monitoring of beneficiaries and those who support them, DHS wants to ensure that the program continues to serve as a safe and legal pathway for migrants from Haiti, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Cuba, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, reiterated.